The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 13th, 2021. I'm Mike Gifford. As testimony continues in the Derek Chauvin trial, the emotional pain felt by the black community and racial justice advocates has reached new levels after a black man was fatally shot by police in a Minneapolis suburb.
President Joe Biden and state leaders responded Monday to the weekend incident in Brooklyn Center where 20-year-old Dante Wright was shot during a traffic stop. Police officials say the officer intended to use her taser but pulled her gun by mistake. But Wayfinder Foundation Director and civil rights attorney and activist Nakima Levy Armstrong says it shows the state has failed to address the issue of racial profiling.
The fact that police officers would prioritize pulling someone over for allegedly having expired tabs is unconscionable in the midst of a pandemic.
Activists say Wright, who had an outstanding warrant and got back into his car while being handcuffed, should not have been in that situation because he wasn't a serious threat. The incident resulted in protests and civil unrest Sunday night and prompted curfews Monday evening announced by Governor Tim Walz. I'm Mike Moen.
A union drive at an Amazon warehouse in Bessemer was voted down last week, but many see the effort as an extension of the historical civil rights work by the mostly black workforce in the Birmingham area.
Bessemer is about 20 minutes from Birmingham, once known as the nation's most segregated city. Jennifer Bates, a learning ambassador at the Amazon Fulfillment Center there, helped lead the effort to join the retail, wholesale, and department store union. She says workers face long hours, lots of walking and stair climbing. The one elevator designed for human use, not just merchandise, is only accessible to upper management. Bates says she was offered a promotion with more responsibilities, but no more pay.
There were several of us. If we didn't take the position as an ambassador, we would not be considered for any other leadership role at Amazon, even though the position did not come with pay.
Alabama is one of five states without a minimum wage and has a so-called right-to-work law, which prevents unions from requiring workers they represent to pay dues. This story was produced with original reporting from Janiah Plattenberg for Yes Media. I'm Lily Wolke reporting.
Texas is a big and religiously diverse state, but faith communities say controversial voting bills before the state legislature will disenfranchise both rural and urban voters. Bea Moorhead is with Texas Impact.
Voter suppression in the current environment is not about distracting people from things that already happened. It's about a thumb on the scale of what could happen in the future.
Republican lawmakers in Texas, much like their counterparts in Georgia, say the new voting bills are needed to improve trust and confidence in the outcome of the elections. This is PNS. The White House is detailing its goals for improving the nation's infrastructure through the American Jobs Plan. Here's some perspective now from Ohio.
According to a fact sheet released Monday, Ohio has more than 1,300 bridges and nearly 5,000 miles of highway in poor condition that would benefit from the proposal's $115 billion national investment in road and bridge repair. The president's proposal also includes $85 billion for public transportation, which Nick Bates with the One Ohio Now Coalition says is a welcome investment.
So many people in not just urban areas, but rural areas as well rely on public transit to get to and from work, to get to the grocery store, and to be connected to their community. So those investments to make sure that people around the state can stay connected will be essential.
According to the White House, Ohio will benefit from $13 billion for drinking water infrastructure over the next two decades and a national investment of $200 billion to increase the availability of affordable housing. Critics question the use of corporate tax increases to pay for the $2.7 trillion plan, which they argue is too broad. A 2021 infrastructure report card gave Ohio a grade of C-. Mary Sherman reporting. This story was produced in association with media in the public interest and funded in part by the George Gunn Foundation.
The EPA is slated to receive $75 million to jumpstart toxicity studies of industrial chemicals called PFAS under President Biden's recent budget proposal.
The plan is part of a nationwide effort to clean up contamination and implement regulatory standards. Tina Halbig of the Floyd's Fork Environmental Association in Louisville says Kentucky residents should be concerned about the presence of PFAS in drinking water. One 2019 study confirmed their presence in 41 of 81 water treatment plants across the state. But so far, little action has been taken.
I've been in many meetings with these kinds of things, and I have never heard anyone speak of PFAS. And so I think it is a sleeping giant here, and it definitely needs some attention.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
Finally, Eric Tegetoff lets us know about a project in Montana that is raising up the experiences of people with disabilities and their families.
Montana Voices Amplified provides a platform for people to speak about their daily lives. Ed Worrell, an assistive technology teacher who is blind, wrote, with a hint of sarcasm, about how social media is presented to people who are visually impaired.
I just wanted to make people aware that 32 thumbs up emojis in a row really makes it hard for a screen reader user to navigate through the whole text. It's just one of those things that what you think you're doing might be cutesy, but for someone with a screen reader, we just skip past it.
She says this project has helped get authentic voices onto a bigger stage and even in front of state lawmakers. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on radio stations big and small, and online at publicnewsservice.org.